Hello, good morning, Miles. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good to hear, brother. I'm going to try to be as brief as I can with you. I hope you're okay with that. I like to be very mindful of people's time, so I won't take much of your time, brother. Miles, the handyman. Tara, I'm just reading through her notes here. Tells me that you work solo for the most part. Your wife does help once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, just to be transparent with you, Miles, I want to ask you a question here. If you were to start receiving calls from the Google platform, right, if we get you up there on that first page, are you in a position right now where you're able to accept and handle more work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what it was is I was really trying to look for a way out of the contractor that I currently work for.
Okay.
So if I'm going to have a solid influx of calls, I'd definitely be able to take them all.
Okay, perfect. That's what we're looking for. That's what I wanted to hear. So that's actually a good start there. So now when you say handyman work, I mean, are we talking about like remodeling, you know, bathroom, kitchen, drywall, flooring? I mean, what exactly are you specializing in?
The problem is I don't really have one single specialization. I do anything and everything from like fence installation to yard work to drywall repair, sink repair, full-on renovations. I've done it all.
Okay.
So,
I guess the real meaning of a handyman then. you know, if you're doing everything. So this is what we're proposing, Miles. We had a spot within the first page of Google that opened up for placement. Just so you know, to be on Google's first page, it's not like anybody can just come any day they want and just say, hey, man, I want to be on the first page. It doesn't work that way. I mean,
yeah.
There's hundreds, if not thousands, of companies that want to be on the first page of Google. Unfortunately,
yeah,
the way that it works.
I'm one of those.
Right. Well, what happens is that when a spot opens up, we call the area to get that filled in, right? So,
mm-hmm.
This position is not only being offered to you, it's offered to other handymen in the Spring Hill and surrounding cities. And whoever
mm-hmm.
decides to move forward with it, that's what we place on there. And then anybody else can get on Google at any time, but it just wouldn't be on the first page if it makes sense. But
anyhow,
so what we're proposing is to get Miles the Handyman on Google's first page as one of those top recommended companies. When somebody goes on Google and they type in, like you said, fence repair, drywall,
mm-hmm.
Flooring, anything, as long as it's a service that you provide, Miles the Handyman will pop up as one of those top recommended options. We will be listing you right alongside of Labara and Sons, Can Do Handyman, Only One, AG, Spring Hill Handyman, JDM and Devon's Home Services. I'm not sure if you heard of any of these guys before, Miles. Again,
I think Devon's the only one I've heard of, and it's been kind of mixed what I've heard from him.
Okay. Well, so. I'm going to be very frank with you. I mean, these guys here, they do about the same work that you do. The only difference that they're
mm-hmm.
doing that's keeping them quite busy is being promoted on Google's first page, right? So the bottom line is when you're on the first page of Google, brother, I mean, the cake's big enough to go around if it makes any sense. I mean, there's just so many people navigating through Google looking for the services that, you know, if you're on that first page, it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so we're proposing to put you there on that first page. Now, Tara also tells me, Miles, that you currently do not have a website for the company, if I'm not mistaken.
I do not.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking that is... Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I've been looking into getting one for a while, but I haven't really had the traction or the time to really set it up.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking this, Miles, is that part of the service that we offer, we will build a website for the company, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. It's included within our service. Matter of fact, I'm sending over a text message to give you a sample of what I'm referring to. That's going to come from our company here at Local Splash as Premier Channel Partners to Google. Let me know if you receive that, brother.
Got it.
So when you open that up, it's going to be a link. It's going to show you the sample site. It's going to say Handy Masters. Do you mind letting me know when you see that?
Yep, I'm on it.
Okay, you see right there where it says Handy Masters, obviously the title here would say Miles, the Handyman. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then right underneath that, under Featured Services, this is where we would list whatever services you and your wife are providing the public, right? Like this company, they're doing kitchen and bathroom remodeling, handyman services, home repairs like drywall and flooring. So whatever it is, as long as it's a service that you render the public, Miles, you know, whether it's painting or whatever it is, we're going to list that on the website. And then if you have any pictures of the work that you have done in the past, it's actually a good idea to take pictures, Miles, because we can put those on the website as well. Okay, and then we'll put them up on Google. So if you scroll down, just to make this a little bit faster, right at the bottom, it's going to say business hours. This is where we would list the hours of operations that you work and the times you're able to take calls from clients on the Google platform. Right next to it, it says connect. If you have like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, we'll also list it on there where the customer just click on it and it'll connect them directly to social media. And then information, obviously, about Miles the Handyman and then how far you're willing to travel for new clients outside of Spring Hill. And then lastly, if you look at the bottom right corner, Miles, you'll see like a little phone and text message icon on a little circle. We will link up the number ending in 6566 to the site. So when the customer is ready to call you, they don't have to look up your number. All they would do is hit the little phone icon, and that's going to, you know, connect them directly to your cell phone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So aside from putting you on Google's first page, we will build the website for you. How about social media, Miles? Are you guys on any social media platform as of right now?
No, we're not.
Not. Okay. The only reason I'm asking that is that we work hand by hand with Facebook. So we would actually help you, Miles, build a business profile on Facebook, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you as well. And that's already included within the service. You're not paying extra for that either. So we would list you through social media and run ads on Facebook for you. And then the last platform that we work with, Miles, is Apple. And that's because Apple is also associated with Google. So we would list you through Apple on Apple Maps. You know, for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches online, you would also be listed through Apple Maps, okay? And I guess let's get down to the most important portion of everything, right, the pricing. So the pricing that we manage is actually very reachable, Miles, and quite affordable. That's why the spots, when they open up, they don't last but a couple of hours before somebody says, hey, man, put me up there. The month-to-month pricing is $299 a month. That's $299 a month. That's all you would pay. That includes putting you on Google's first page, building the website for you, putting you through social media on Facebook and running the ads, and putting you through Apple. Okay? Now, regardless of how many calls you get, how many jobs you land, how many leads are generated, Miles, you don't pay for that separately. Okay? As long as you pay that $299 once a month, obviously, our job is to keep you busy, okay? Now, here's another important portion that, you know, clients love about being on that first page of Google is that there's no contract attached to this. It's a month-to-month service. So everything is based off results, right? How long you stay with us, it's based on the results that we provide. And at the end of the day, like I tell everyone, it's Google, man, you know? It's not like you're going on Yelp or Angie's List or anything of that nature. I mean, you're going to be on Google's first page. So because there's no contract, you do have the right to stop or cancel the service at any point if you're not happy. You know, but then again, like I advised, as long as we're keeping you busy, I don't think you're going to want to cancel. You know, because at the end of the day, what matters, Miles, are results. You know, I mean, that's That's the bottom line, right? And we're very aware that in order to keep a long-term relationship with Miles the Handyman, we have to make sure that, you know, we're providing what we have to do on our end, right? And make sure that we're keeping you occupied. Now, let me ask Miles, are you open at this point for commercial, or are you just sticking to residential work?
I've tried branching out into commercial. I haven't had too much success with it. I'm more than willing to if given the opportunity.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking that is that we have that opportunity available as well through Google. And if you do, you know, maybe even light commercial for now, I mean, it's actually pretty good because we have that, you know, to, that opportunity to offer. So that's actually pretty good. Now, bear with me here 1 second. So when you said that your wife helps you, I mean, you said she is more into like the detail work of the stuff or when it comes to painting or so forth. Is that what it is?
Say again.
I said, well, you said when your wife helps you, she is more into like the detail stuff of the work. You know, well, is she doing like the painting or what? I mean, when do you bring her on board?
Really, yeah, with painting and the smaller, like I said, more detailed work, like the going through interior design aspects, that kind of stuff. That's her.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. And now, okay, you said you're open for that. Okay. And then how many miles, I don't know if Tara asked you that, but I mean, how far are you willing to travel outside of Spring Hill for clients? I mean, what would you want your visibility to be like? I mean, how far are you willing to go?
Probably about 35 to 40 miles.
35 to 40 miles. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Very wide net.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I mean, one thing I do, you know, agree with is it has to make financial sense. I mean, you're not going to travel 40 miles for $100, you know? okay. Bear with me 1 second here. Alrighty. And then, Miles, if you don't mind me asking, what's your last name?
Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
Do you have a good email address, brother?
Yes, I do.
Whenever you're ready.
Withers, W-I-T-H-E-R-S, my first name, at gmail.com.
At W-I-T-H-E-R-S?
My first name, and then gmail.com.
At gmail.com, okay. Now, that 352-601-6566 number, Miles, is that a good number that we can place on Google where the customers can reach you, or do you have a separate number you want listed?
That's probably about the best, that's the best number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All righty. Bear with me here 1 quick second. And the fencing job, when you do our fences, are you, like, replacing them? Are you getting new fencing? Or what are you doing with the fencing, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm not full-scale with fencing. I just don't think I could do it alone, nor could my wife do it with me. It's just a lot of work, especially now in the summer heat. But
Okay.
Yeah, if it's, like, fence repair, like, if I have to replace a panel, replace a couple slats.
Okay, so you're doing the repair work, not the complete installation. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Perfect. Now, what days and what times would you like it to reflect on Google that Miles the Handyman is able to do the work for the company? I mean, for the client. Like, what times would you like to show on Google?
It'd probably be probably the standard 9 to 7. Monday through Saturday.
9 a.m., 7 p.m. Yep. Monday through Saturday. Okay. And then this is something else that we list on Google, Miles, is what type of payments are you currently accepting from customers? I mean, are you doing like Apple Pay, Zelle, credit cards, cash? What's your preferred payment method?
preferred is probably just Zelle and Cash App. Yeah, the only thing that wouldn't be is FedEx.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Perfect. Alrighty. And I'm sorry that I'm asking you this question once again. I just had the system prompt me to ask you one more time. Apologize if I sound repetitive. As of right now, if you start getting calls from the Google platform, you are able to handle more business, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you taking pictures of the work that you're doing, Miles?
I'm trying to. Sometimes I just forget before I end up leaving.
Okay. I would suggest that you definitely try to do so only, you know, because we can put those on the website and put them on Google. It's actually a pretty good thing that you do that. I mean, just as a heads up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like I said, then we would help with the Facebook side of things, you know, to get you that that business profile going. I mean, believe it or not, I mean, customers love the Facebook thing because it generates quite a bit of leads that people are now also going through social media. Okay. Miles, you'll get a courtesy call tomorrow, Tuesday, from one of our IT guys. Those are the guys that will build the website for the company. I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. I mean, they do all the back-end work, put you on Google and so forth. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Probably right around noon to 2 o'clock.
Noon to 2 o'clock.
Put the ballpark right around
12:30. 12:30, okay. All right. How does between 12 and 1? Is that good?
That works.
Okay. Give me a couple of more minutes here, brother. I'm almost done. I'm trying to get you off the phone here. I promise you're going to definitely be a happy camper here with Google services. I think you'll really like them. And it's not about liking the services. It's about being busy, man, at the end of the day. So something we can help with. All right. Perfect. And then that email address that you gave me, withersmiles@gmail.com, you have access to that, correct? I can send you some confirmations there.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to, okay. Perfect. All right. And then I just need to create a password for the account, Mr. Roberts. This is in case you ever call us or we call you. We just have to make sure that we're speaking to you and you alone. I have three questions. You can choose one, and then the answer is the password for the account, which is your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
Probably do the city.
City you were born in. Okay, bear with me here. Mm-hmm. And what city is that?
Katy, K-A-T-Y, Texas.
Okay, Katy, Texas. Perfect. All right, so Katy is the password to... Man, you went a long way from Katy to Florida, huh? Okay. Perfect. Bear with me here. I'm almost done here, brother. Okay, perfect. All right, Miles, so I'm just about done here. Obviously, the reason I was asking if you had access to your email, because you'll get the confirmations there in a second. Now, to get the ball rolling and get you there on Google's first page, the company does allow two different ways, Miles, that you can satisfy the monthly service charge of the $299. You can take care of it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal one. Whichever one you would prefer.
It'd be personal.
Personal. Okay, since we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to match the name identically. I'm only saying that because if it doesn't, then our system will reject it. So does it say Mile Roberts? Do you have a middle initial, or am I spelling anything incorrect here?
Middle initial is D.
D as in boy. Okay, bear with me 1 second. So it's Mile, M-Y-L-E-S, and then B as in boy, and then Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. Perfect. It does not have the company name on it, correct?
D as in Donald. No, it does not.
Oh, D as in Donald. My apologies. Okay. Perfect. All right. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Miles? What type of card is this?
Are we picking it up? Okay. That would be a MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. Yeah, no worries. I know this is a silly question, but I just want to ask, Miles, are you bilingual by any chance in any other language or just English?
Just English.
Okay. Sorry for the question, by the way. All right. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and proceed with the card number, which should start with a 5 if it's a MasterCard, and then I'll get the confirmation over to your email while we're on the phone.
All right. All right, you ready for that number?
Yeah, go ahead.
5251-559616-516-516-498.
Okay, expiration on that?
Is 0330.
0330, and then the last thing will be the what's called the CC code. It's the last 3 digits located behind the card.
062.
Okay, bear with me 1 second while I verify that the card that you provided, it's a valid one. Stand by here for me. Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry, Miles. What is the billing address associated with this card?
I think that one's 5661 West Sardock, Sardock Court.
I have a zip code came up for me, 34446.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Bear with me here 1 quick second. Okay. I'm getting this process. As I do, I just have to read our disclosure to you, and then we're all set for tomorrow. Between 12 and 1, just make sure you don't miss that call because it'll be from the IT guys. They're the ones that get everything rolling. So just bear with me here 1 quick second. Let me update this here. Okay, I'm going to walk you through, and this is pretty brief. It takes about 30 seconds. I just got to read our disclosure to you, Miles. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, the reason behind this. We do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. As an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's any questions, let me know. I'll clarify anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash here as a primary channel partner to Google. This call is being monitored and recorded. Just to make sure I have everything correct, Miles, can you please verify the name of the company? Did you hear me there, Miles? I said, can you please verify the name of the business?
Give me 2 seconds.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Watch your right foot. Okay.
Give me 2 seconds and I can get off the phone. Just finish this.
I'll get you off the phone here in less than a minute, brother. I hear you're busy. I said, can you please just verify the name of the business for me?
Miles, the handyman.
Okay, and then your name and the title you have with the company.
Yes, Miles, the CEO.
Okay, perfect. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Miles, the handyman, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're an authorized party on the billing account that you provided.
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, perfect. Here I go. All right, do me one favor. I knew I had spelled, because I didn't hear you correctly on the card. Can you just verify the card number for me one last time? My apologies, brother.
You want me to read it out to you, or do you want to read
it out? Yeah. No, it blocks it out for me, because for safety reasons. Can you read it back to me?
52, 51. 55, 96, 16, 51, 64, 98.
98. And that's March of 2030. And then security code 062. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Miles, we also ask that you are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. The payment was processed today for $299. Keep in mind that your next payment will not be due until June 19th, which is 30 days from now, and the amount is always going to stay $299. Also, keep in mind, Miles, that this is not a contract, and you do have the right to stop or cancel the service after the first month if you're not satisfied. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that's going to be the case, but we have to let you know that's an option that you have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to start getting text messages in a second, Miles, and emails saying welcome to the company. I know you're in a little rush right now, so I won't keep you longer. There is going to be an email that's going to come through. It's going to be the first one. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. So just you can keep an eye for that. When you open it up, it's going to say, hello, Miles. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then right underneath that, it's going to give you your invoice. And right underneath that, there's going to be little words that say, please click here to accept terms. What that's going to do, it's going to have three little boxes that you have to fill out that says that you give us permission to call you when we need to, that the card that you use is yours, and that the next payment is recurring on June 19th. And then it's going to ask you to type in your name right at the bottom and hit submit. So that's going to do two things, just so you know. It's going to allow us to lock in this $299 rate a month for you, which is going to be a flat rate, and it's going to give you access to our dashboard, which you're going to be able to see how many people are clicking on your profile on Google, how many people are, how many calls are being generated. Everything that we're able to see on the back end, you'll be able to see it. Now, I know, like I said, I know you're in a rush. I mean, you can do this. As long as you do it before noon tomorrow, it's not a big deal. Or if you have 2 minutes right now, I can walk you through it, whatever you prefer.
I'll just get it done tonight.
Okay. That's what I figured. Okay. Well, Miles, I won't take much of your time, brother, because I heard you're a little quite occupied. So I just want to say, you know, welcome on board here with Local Splash, a premier channel partner to Google. You know, let's work together. Keep in mind that our first platforms will be done between 7 to 14 days. You'll see presence on the Internet with our first platform. So just be a little bit patient. If you have any pictures, make sure you have them available tomorrow for the IT guys, because they're likely going to ask you for those to get them up on the website that we're going to build for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But aside from that, Miles, like I said, man, we want to build a long-term relationship with Miles the Handyman. So we know the only way of doing that is producing results. So, again, welcome on board, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow between 12 and 1. Just do me a favor. Make sure you get those those boxes checked out. Read through them. We're very transparent on what we're doing. And then we'll be in touch tomorrow between 12 and 1, Mr. Roberts.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, brother. I'll let you get back to what you were doing. And like I said, welcome to the family. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.